Governor Sanders 9-1.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, Governor. Glad to hear your voice.
Well, I'm delighted to hear yours. How's the world treating you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I've had a rough week. I've got lots of economic problems and pretty heavy on the legislative angle and so forth. How are you getting along?
I'm fine. We finished our session, and I'm delighted to say yesterday they had another attempt to get the federal court to call us back in for another session of reapportionment. We've had three, and they've all been accepted. And fortunately, they refused to do it, so I'm out of the woods on that. I was worried about having to go back and have another session and then have a lot of problems.
How's your wife?
She's fine. How's Lady Bird?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. She's getting ready to leave. Maybe we got the Prime Minister of India coming Monday, but then Bird's going down home about Tuesday and visit one of our parks. Got a bunch of folks going with her.
Well, give her my regards.
Sure will, Carl.
What I called you about, we've got Republican trouble, and it's going to be serious. Howard Bo Calloway is all but a candidate now for the governorship of our state, and I'd be willing to bet that he'll qualify.
Huh?
And, of course, he's going to run the campaign that Barry Goldwater ran in 64, and he's already sharpening up his tools, and every time they have a vote up there now, as you probably noticed, no matter what it's on, he votes one way when everybody else votes the other. I've been over here giving a lot of consideration to this. You know how I feel about the Democratic Party, and I sure don't want to see Georgia get a Democratic governor. If there's anything in the world that I could do to prevent it, I want to do it. I've given a lot of thought to what I should do. And of course, I've looked at it from every angle, and we in our state, as you have so indicated and all, of course, Senator Russell's in good health now, and by the way, I'm out here now and with Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge, and I've decided that I'm going to try to help the Democrats elect the governor. And I'm not going to get involved in anything else. And what I wanted to say to you, or ask you to keep in your mind for me, if you would, when I get through, which will be this year, the end of this year, will be January, if you have not already made a commitment, if you would be kind enough to possibly give me consideration on one of those circuit judgeships, I don't know yet whether I would really want it, but I'd like to at least have the opportunity of being considered, if you'd be willing to consider me for one.
Sure will, Carl. I consider you and do anything that I can. Our problem with the Senate, I have to be guided some by their recommendations and who they'll confirm, but there's no one that I know that I have rather see served by my appointment than you.
Well, Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge, of course, have indicated, so far as they're concerned, they'll do everything they can in the Senate to do that. And I don't know yet, and I'm being honest about it, I doubt, in all probability, I may not be interested, but I would like at least to feel like that after this summer's activities and all, that when I got to the end of the administration, I'd at least have a chance to sit down and see if I couldn't evaluate it without the bullets and all the brickbats flying by me and see just exactly what I did.
Well, you can just be sure, my friend, that I'll do anything that I can to see that you're, if you are interested, that your hopes are realized, and I'll subject only to what the Senate can do. I don't know this bill, these judgeships, I haven't studied them, but they are in the bill, which I have signed, I guess.
Yeah, I think they said the bill went to you a couple of weeks ago at the White House.
There is one, there's one in there for Georgia, or one in there that maybe isn't Tuttle retiring pretty soon?
No. No, I think the setup is that the caseload, according to the district, the caseload is heaviest in Georgia and Texas, and in Georgia's got the third heaviest caseload in the district. And I think you've got four circuit appointments to take care of the caseload down there. I don't think they specified as to any.
Well, you know how I feel by you, and I will. I just think you would, you and Homer Thornberry, I just think you'd have the happiest time in the world, and you'd be just the kind of a man I'd like to put on the Fifth Circuit.
Well, what I've got to decide here with all of our friends down there, and this is a decision I've got to make. I may decide, and this is my inclination may be just to get in this fight, get our governor elected, and then I may bide my time right there in Atlanta or in Augusta, and either get back, take another crack at the governorship in 70, or if the vacancy occurs in some other, in the Senate or something, take a crack at that. But in the meantime, we're going to have to stand together down there to keep this business from getting out of hand. It's getting serious.
I just think that's wonderful, Carl, and I'm just so happy because I think so much of Georgia and think so much of all of you, and particularly you and Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge, and if you're all together, you don't know, it eases my problems a lot.
Well, I knew that you had a lot of concern, and we've had concern, and you know how I feel about you and how they feel about you, and I just didn't want to see a bloodbath develop in our state among our own people and our own friends when, God knows, we've got to stand together now. We're going to hang separately down there, Mr. President. This is what we're trying to resolve right now. I wanted to call you, though, and talk to you and tell you that because I didn't want to, maybe in a week, so have you pick up the paper and read some and say, well, I don't understand why my friend hadn't talked to me about that, and I want to tell you what I was thinking and what I was doing here today, and I'm going to get in the plane here in a little while and get back home, and I just didn't want to leave here without at least chatting with you about it.
I appreciate it a lot, Carl, and I'll bear it in mind, my friend.
All right, sir, and you call on me if there's anything down there in the meantime that I can do, let me hear from you.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Waiting. There he is.